There's a wave of antimatter destroying everything in its path until it obliterates all reality. We can beat this together.
Oh, and welcome to this What Do You Want to Watch discussion about Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1, 2, and 3. I'm your host, Ashley Hobley. Joining me today is Dylan Blight.
I'm in for the crisis.
In for the crisis. Yeah. Now, I'm a big continued fan of Arrowverse. I'm up to date on Flash and Arrow and Legends. I never got into Supergirl. Haven't watched any Black Lightning. Or I watched the pilot for Batwoman, I think, but didn't stick around. So that's my... I'm the expert in this situation because Dylan dropped off a while ago, didn't you?
To be fair, I watched like however many five or six seasons of Arrow and like three seasons of Flash, and I watched season and a half of Supergirl. I feel like I've got enough, like I had no problem diving into this. I feel like even though I dropped off all the shows because they require too much time to keep up with all damn things, I watched the entire first season of Legends of Tomorrow. I didn't finish the second one either, but I mean, yeah, I feel like it's not like I was coming in completely blind. I knew who most of the characters were.
No, yeah. You know, base things mostly.
It's I read comic books, so it's like,
whatever. Yeah. You have a background in DC comics, so I assume it was a little bit easier to go into.
Yeah, I didn't find it.
Obviously, this is the big 5-part crossover that's going to be taking place over this winter break or end of year break. The first 3 episodes aired. We're still waiting on the final 2, which will be a month away, mid-January, which pretty much is about the end of the universe or this massive crisis that has been building up since the start of the first season of Flash is when they first hinted at this potential crisis, and we're finally here. So, Dylan, as someone who has been off the Arrowverse for a little while, how did you feel going back into it? Do you feel like you were able to catch up with... understand what was going on for the most part?
Yeah. Well, so I was still watching when they did the first crossover, whatever that was titled. I don't remember. But so I think this is the third one, right? So I've missed one. So that's
this
how long I've been away.
This is the sixth.
What? Sixth crossover?
Probably not the big, massive, across-the-line crossover.
Okay, because I remember... Yeah,
I assume you're talking about Invasion, which is the one with the Dominators.
Yes, that one.
That would be the first one in your opinion. Yep. Yeah. Then there was Crisis on Earth X was the next one. Last year they did Elseworlds, so this would be the fourth in your.
Yeah, I'm not counting like the Barry and Arrow crossover. I mean, like with Supergirl and like the big like event one like, night after another, like things. And I count that as the first one. So I had no problem jumping into it. As I said, I feel like watching enough of the show in the comic books. I was pretty easy to jump in and understand what was going on. I did enjoy it. I'm sure I'm missing some level of emotional connection to some moments, I guess, that you would have more so if you're keeping up with the series week to week, of course. But I feel like this, like, since they announced it, I was pretty much like, I think I want to watch that, but I definitely don't want to put the effort into watching all these shows. And I feel like there's got to be a lot of people like me who either don't watch these shows at all, full stop, because of time, or dived off because of time. And I feel like I can comfortably say that if you think you have a comfortable knowledge of just like DC superhero comic books, then I really don't think you'll struggle too much. You may be like, surely I watched the first season and that actor was playing a completely different character, but now he's different characters. Like, oh, whatever, you know, it's fine. But then at the same time, there's like little things like the Smallville thing or whatever else that worked for me because I'm a big Smallville fan. So, so other people wouldn't get that. I got that. I'm sure there's other... You know, maybe if he was a big original 90s series Flash fan, there was a maybe a tearjerker moment in this view. Yeah. I don't know. Big fan of the original Birds of Prey TV series. Maybe there was a moment here for you. I don't know. Like, you know.
Yeah. So you enjoy the series so far?
Mm-hmm.
the 3 parts, yes. I also enjoyed them very much as well. Obviously, being a fan of... Well, keeping up with the content makes it a bit easier to jump in. I think very strong across the board. I think probably some of the fight choreography and that kind of stuff, I'm like, is this going to appease people who maybe haven't been keeping up or just jumping in?
It's as bad as I remember.
It's okay. It's not great.
It's lots of cuts with close-up shots that just makes cheap fight stuff look like lots is happening.
Yeah, they do a couple of flips. Mm-hmm. They fight some blob things, but yeah.
Every season of Arrow was like one or two really good choreographed fights that they would actually practice, and then every other fight was just a bunch of like highly edited shit. So
yeah,
I mean, that's what it is.
So I kind of just want to go over some key moments throughout the thing. Obviously, big thing first is the destruction of Argo City, which is the homeworld of Superman. Well, the faux Krypton, the remnants of the Krypton civilization in the Supergirl universe. That city gets destroyed. Superman and Lois Lane have been living there, raising their new son. When the antimatter wave, which is the big thing that's going to be destroying the whole universe. I guess I should point it out at this point. We're probably going to be talking spoilers nonstop.
I feel like that's
really so. If you haven't watched, probably share a watch and then come back. But yes, it destroys that. And then I think they have a really great thing scene, which is a kind of a callback to obviously the Superman history of them redoing the shooting off a baby into space, you know, because why prepare tons of different aircrafts in case of emergency? Just make sure you got that little baby pod set up in your room. So I think that was very effective.
Worked out for Clark, so.
Yeah.
And Kara.
Yeah. So also in that first episode, I guess we get that team up, all the people coming together. We get Kate Kane introducing herself to everybody for the first time. And Mia, Arrow's daughter, showing up or introducing herself to everybody as well. And then, you know, they're fighting and they're trying to stop this tower. But I guess the big takeaway from this episode is Oliver Queen died in the first episode, going down like a champ, you know, fighting until his last breath. I did not expect this to happen episode one, especially we know this is the final season of Arrow. There's only like four episodes, something left for its run. So for Oliver Queen to die at the start of this crossover was shocking to say the least.
It's the last of the Crisis episodes, isn't it? Like Arrow's the part five or whatever.
Isn't it? Yeah, Arrow's a part five, yeah. But it's not like the last episode of Arrow.
No, not the last episode. I just mean like he's...
Yeah.
The Crisis ends with him. So to me, that means that like... a lot of it's obviously going to weigh on his shoulders because it's going to end in Arrow, you know? Like, so that means... To me, that just basically says that everything they kind of set up in the third episode with him, which we'll get to, but like that kind of just teases stuff anyway. And I knew that going into it, that he was like, the Arrow was the last episode, like part five. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a known fact. Like if you've heard me talk about Endgame and, you know, Infinity War and stuff, I don't really, these cheap Jeffs don't really do much for me. So like he died and I'm like, okay, dude will be back in like an episode. Didn't care. Yeah. I was like, whatever.
And he was,
Yeah. See,
I guess, jump straight into episode two, and I guess Mia is, Ollie's daughter is not keen on the idea of him staying dead, so she brings up the plan to put him in a Lazarus pit, which is, you know, a big thing in the Arrowverse. Kind of been reduced recently because they kind of said that all the Lazarus pits had been destroyed, so solution, go to another Earth, find another Lazarus pit.
MacGuffin.
Yeah. I mean, why not? So, you know, they go to a Lazarus pit that's owned by Jonah Hex. Coincidentally, that's who that guy was, if you didn't know. And, you know, he gets resurrected. Problem is, he's got no soul. So, you know.
The problem with these things.
Problems.
One thing with the Jonah Hex thing. What's her face? Canary, White Canary, whatever they call her these days.
Just Canary. A White Canary.
I know there's two in the show. Anyway, she's like gives Jonah Hex his scar, and she's like, "Oh, you're going to get this eventually." But I'm like, does that create some weird time anomaly that she's now the one who fucked up his face?
And I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a different Earth.
Different Earth. Only matters about. I mean,
he's not going to matter anymore because he's all dead. Anyway. Also, in the second episode, they set up the idea of the Paragons that are going to be important people to help stop the Anti-Monitor. After Argo got destroyed in the first episode, should have mentioned that as well. That's a pretty big point. but they Superman is set out to... Superman, Iris West, and Lois Lane go searching for the paragon of...
Courage? Hope?
It doesn't matter.
No, she's Hope. Supergirl's no, Hope.
She's Hope.
Batwoman's
Courage. Courage.
I don't remember what Superman was
It going. Really doesn't matter. Mm. They're looking for a Superman who's experienced great loss. They show up in One Worlds. Oh, Lex Luthor's come back. Apparently, he died at the end of the last season of Supergirl. Yeah. Played by John Cryer, which is a callback because he was in Superman 4, apparently. You know?
That's how much I remember.
I wouldn't know. I've never seen it, but yeah, he was in it. yeah, he takes the Book of Destiny, which is like a book in which you can alter the fabric of reality and that kind of thing. And he has decided this is the opportune time to go around killing all the Supermen in all the multiverse, you know, because why not?
So, I mean, you get a lot of Easter egg stuff here because, of course, like the first Earth they go to, they're doing like the Doomsday killed Superman shot. Like, it's on TV. They're walking past, you know, like where Lois is on top of his body and it appears like they're on a bunch of rocks or whatever. Like, the exact cover that when Doomsday kills him and all these sorts of things. So, I thought that was cool.
But then, more importantly, they jump to... I didn't catch the Earth number.
69, I don't know.
because that would be the world with...
That was Batman, wasn't it?
Burt Ward.
Burt Ward one. Yeah, shout out to Burt Ward at the start, yeah.
There's some fun cameos. I'll jump back over those, but... So they jumped to Smallville for a nice moment, you know? They get a short moment with Superman before they get teleported away by Lex Luthor, who shows up, and they have a nice chat. And it turns out the Superman of Smallville is no more. He's given up his powers so he can be a family man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is I found out after watching this, this was weirdly apparently controversial.
Yes.
Because Superman's not allowed. Because
people are like, Superman's not allowed to retire. It's out of character, apparently. Mm. How'd you feel about it?
I'm fine with it. I mean, there's little to no extra information given. Like, we don't know what led into that point. We don't know how much safer the Earth is. We don't know if there's like a Justice League at this point. And like, well, there is. We do know there would be a Justice League. So it's like,
we know there's other heroes.
Yeah, we know there's other heroes. So I'm like, I don't know. Who am I to say? We don't know if there's a Superboy. So, you know, like, for all we know, there's more than plenty freaking people around, and Clark's that version of Clark's allowed to retire. They've had him retire in the comics plenty of times, so I didn't think this was a thing. I liked it. I thought it was a nice moment because, of course, the Smallville TV show ended with him becoming Superman finally, you know, like flying off into the sky, suit on, these sorts of things. They did like Smallville season 11 to 12, I think it was. How have they numbered them? It was weird. They did like all these mini things comics, which I was reading for a long time there because they were like $2 each or whatever they were. And they were quite good and they expanded on that sort of stuff. But yeah, seeing him here, Tom Welling, what's her name? Plays
Erica Durant,
thank you. And Erica Durant's back on screen together. That was quite good, obviously, because Smallville's my favorite of DC show, I suppose, to put it. I mean, it's the only one I stuck with. Yeah. I watched all 10 seasons of that, but I couldn't stick to any of these other ones. So I really enjoyed that moment. I thought it was good. And also the way that like when Lex comes up and he's like, yeah, kryptonite, and then just like Tom Welling's face of like
throws it away.
Yeah, just chuck it over there. And then how Lex is just like, you're supposed to die. He's like, bro, like, gave up my powers. And also, they never explain how he gave up his powers. Not that it matters or anything, but I just, I enjoyed the moment. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I think it was very nice. It was a nice touch. I can understand why some people might be upset, but whether they were desperate to see Tom Welling in the suit or like doing something, but I feel like that's as much as we're going to get.
It doesn't make sense to have him be a main part of the thing when you've already got the Supergirl version of Superman in it, and then you've also got Brandon Routh reappearing as Superman again, and then, you know, like, how many freaking Supermans do you want?
Yeah.
We got two.
Well, lots.
I mean, yeah, but...
Who doesn't want lots of Superman? But yeah. I thought it was a nice touch. Also, apparently Lex Luthor is present in this universe. You know, which Clark is fine with, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, that was always a... in like season 8, 9 or whatever, when they start getting into like premonitions of Smallville, that he like they kept teasing that Lex was going to eventually become president. So that fits. Yeah. I'm kind of annoyed they didn't get Michael Rosenbaum back to shoot 5 seconds of him like on a TV somewhere or whatever, being just being
destroyed
the president
by Andy Matter
or something. I don't know. Just cool to have. It would have been cool to have him back. I'm sure he would have done it. I don't know.
No, I think the story was they asked him, but they didn't have like a script or anything, so he said no.
Oh, huh.
They like. Will you come do this? We don't know what you're going to do. He's like,
I mean, I feel like that's what they was doing for a lot of these people, because they're just like, you know, we just want to get as many as in. If you say yes, we'll figure out how to fit you into the script. But if you say no, we're just not going to write it in, you know? So
yeah,
it's not like you're a main character. It's like a cameo thing. So
I mean, he could be lying, so, but unlikely. Yeah. So then the trio eventually come across Brandon Routh's Superman, who is very much a Kingdom Come version of Superman. Lois Lane, Perry White, and Jimmy Olsen's universe get killed during a Joker attack on the Daily Planet, which I'm pretty sure is canon from the Kingdom Come storyline. That's why I kind of quit.
Are we not canonizing in our heads that this is just the same Superman?
I think this is the future of Superman Returns. Yeah, yeah.
Like, is that? They don't,
I mean, you could play it that way.
They don't specifically say yes or no, but I feel like yes, right? I mean, you can. I'm saying it is.
Did he have such blue eyes in the movie?
Yeah.
I think that they put pretty strong context on him.
I mean, there's no reason. In my head, that's what I'm going with. That is the continuation of that Superman. You can choose. So.
Yeah. Him and the Supergirl Superman, you know, they have a fight after Lex Luthor's involvement. Which was cool, I guess.
My problem with this whole thing is that it took him about 10 minutes to decide, instead of watching out the window at the two Supermen fight one another, it took him 10 minutes to go, maybe we should just go hit Lex over the head. You know, the entire time I'm like, why did it take you so long to be like, maybe we'll just stop the dude who's behind us being like, ah, ha, 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 with my fucking magical book. Come on now. Jesus Christ.
But yeah. Yep. They got him on board. He's part of the team now. Yeah. Meanwhile, Supergirl and Batwoman are off looking for an old Batman in Earth 99, who is played by Kevin Conroy. I really enjoyed this. It was not what I was expecting, though. I thought they were going to make a really cool thing where it's a Batman. Kevin Conroy is going to be treated like a real hero. Turns out he's playing a dick.
This, I don't know. This was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah, because like the shot we saw like with him with like a metal contraption on and everything, straight away it was just giving me Dark Knight vibes. And of course, Dark Knight vibes to me goes, okay, he killed Superman. Or like he's gone bad, or he's pushed the line. Like it just starts like the contraption just started giving me those vibes straight away. So when that was the way it went, I wasn't surprised. I liked the way he did it. And seeing Kevin Conroy in live action playing a Batman, a Bruce Wayne, whatever. Like, I mean, he didn't have the suit on, obviously, but he didn't really do that much other than sound like Batman or whatever else. But I was still like, this is really cool, obviously. If it's not like he was playing a grown-up version of the 90s Batman that everyone loves or anything like that, of course, the animated series. But it was cool. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. So then they go back to the Wave Rider, which is their headquarters, without Batman, after Batwoman accidentally kills him. You know, it happens. It turns out Kate was the Paragon all along.
But she had to go there to become the Paragon.
Yeah.
It's a lesson she weren't learned while she was there, you know.
Yeah. Then in the third episode, a couple of guys are going to chase Ryan Choi, who's the seventh Paragon, after I think it's John Martian Manhunter and the Flash are revealed as the other Paragons that we didn't know previously. So they go find Ryan Choi and they convince him to come back. And that's the end of that storyline.
Well, I mean, is it a spoiler to say who that character is?
Well, Ryan Choi is the next Adam. Yeah. So I don't think it's that much of a spoiler to say. Which is also interesting in the, I think it was it's news that Brandon Routh is leaving the show, who is the current Adam. So potentially Ryan Troy is going to be joining the Legends. Hmm. But more importantly, the Flash, Cisco Ramon, and Killer Frost go to find the point where the Anti-Monitor's beam is originating from. They're joined by Pariah, who is a version of Harrison Wells, who released the Anti-Monitor.
This is the part that confused me, because I dropped off Flash at a point where I'd seen him play two or three different versions. That actor had played two or three different versions of different characters, be that Reverse Flash or Harrison Wells or whoever the hell else. Alternate Earth, who's the father of the door, like that Flash girl, whatever her name was. All this sort of stuff. And then I turned on to watch this event. I'm like, he's someone else again. He's always a new character. Yeah. How many characters has my dude played? Oh my God.
Six.
Jesus.
It's a different Harrison Wells every season.
Oh my God. It's like a gag.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good. But yes, this is Nash Wells was introduced at the start of the season as like a archaeologist sort of hero guy, whose goal was to kill the Monitor because he wants to disprove his godhood or whatever. And I guess he accidentally released the Anti-Monitor.
Of course.
They go into this special room that is where he became Pariah. And inside is the Earth of the Flash of Earth 90. So the Flash from the 90s TV show played by John Wesley Shipp, who's running on a treadmill that is powering the antimatter thing. So they use Vibe's powers, who's suddenly got his powers re-given to him after giving him getting an anti-meta human cure, I think last season, because he was sick of being Vibe. He's got his powers back. He does the cool portal thing and takes the Flash out of the treadmill. Everybody's saved, except no, because now the cannon's going to explode. So then the Pariah decides to bring Black Lightning from his TV show over for no apparent reason to try and stop the cannon. I don't know. It's weird. And then they all decide that the only way to stop the antimatter wave is to reverse the treadmill. And this is the moment that Barry Allen from Our World has been thinking he's been building to this entire time. He's been told by the Monitor he's going to die during Crisis. Even his future daughter disappears during Crisis.
Season one, episode one, episode two, whenever he first sees the newspaper.
Everything. Yeah. He says goodbye to everybody, and then 90s Flash steals his speed like Zoom did in season two, and takes his place, runs himself out of existence.
Got him.
Which is a kind of moving moment.
Well, also, that's the thing I was saying. They cut back.
So. They cut back to footage from the 90s show for a second. So,
which I was like, if he was a fan, I guess that might be a moment for years, I guess. But my problem with this whole thing is, why didn't he just stop running? Did I miss why that wasn't an option? Like, why was the 90s Flash just running?
Because if he stopped running, the thing would explode.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't he just kill himself so no one else dies?
No, the thing would explode and release all the antimatter from there.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
So he was choosing to kill all the Earths instead of his own.
Well, he was trying to create he was trying to give them as much time to solve the solution as possible.
Also, my dude, all you do is run, and he's been in there for however long, and he couldn't. He's like, not one second was he like, I'll run backwards. and the black
maybe they had to change flips and switches and stuff. Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
The Black Lightning thing was also kind of funny. Yeah, it's just like cameos left, right, and center.
Look, everyone, right
here. we gotta get to whip him in somewhere. I haven't watched that show, so I was like, okay, cool. Yep. I guess you're in it. And one other thing I was touching on that you said that this show is just full of a lot, or this crossover is full of a lot, is that anytime there's like apparently a thing that they want like change that's in any of these TV shows that they want change for the Crisis event, the Anti-Monitor just comes up and goes, beep. Like, Lex is dead. Beep. Back for the Crisis event. Oh, you lost your powers, Cisco? Yep. Beep. Got him back for the Crisis event. It's really got a crux to fall on there.
He's a godlike figure.
Yeah.
So then, at this point, Constantine, Mia, and Diggle are also trying to get Oliver's soul back. They go visit Lucifer from the show Lucifer.
This is the best moment. This was great. I loved it.
Yeah. Have you watched Lucifer?
Not all of it, but I've watched some. I've watched enough that I felt I just found this the interaction of these two playing those characters was golden, I thought. They were real. I just thought it was quite funny.
It was pretty fun. Yeah.
Constantine.
Yeah. I also saw an interview that this is set before the series, which is weird.
Before Lucifer series.
Lucifer series, yeah. Okay. Because obviously he becomes like a good person. Or
tries
as much
to be.
As he can be.
Yeah.
Tries to be. They give him this. They need him so they can get to Purgatory. They go to Purgatory. They find Oliver. You think that they're all going to go back. It's going to be all hunky-dory. Then Jim Corrigan shows up out of nowhere and tells Oliver he needs to be the Spectre. Hmm. A big mystical powered part of the DC universe. And Oliver accepts. So, you know. More things happening. Everybody regroups on the Wave Rider. And the Lila, who is Jogan Diggle's wife and has been the Harbinger, the Monitor's like
psychic
minion who pretty much do everything. She disappeared at the end of episode 2 of the crossover. She's been taken over by the Anti-Monitor. She causes havoc and just kills everybody pretty much.
Does Endgame.
She snaps her fingers.
Yeah, she snaps her fingers.
Except, you know, she doesn't want half. She doesn't want half the people left. Mm. She wants nobody left. She kills the Monitor, which is, I guess, a big moment, absorbing his powers. And right before she kills everybody on the ship, Pryor sends all the Paragons away to the Vanishing Point, which is a place outside of time where, I guess, the antimatter wave can't get to. And then everybody else dies. You know, Anti-Matter Wave, Iris West, Superman, all dead. You know, and then,
but then
all the seven paragons are at the Vanishing Point, and then suddenly Kingdom Come Superman, you know, starts bursting lights everywhere.
Heart attack.
Like he's gonna evolve or something, yeah. I don't know. and then he is replaced by Lex Luthor, who wrote himself into
Paragons
being the seventh paragon. And that's where we leave the crossover.
Yep.
So, yeah. Fucking Lex Luthor, man.
It was a good cliffhanger for, you know, to sit on that for a month of just Lex being like, you know, like I read the paper and I decided screw my name there. Lex Luthor. Off I go. I foresaw this was going to happen. So now here I am. Let's go, team. How are we going to do it? Yeah, it's a very it is a very Infinity War moment. It's like at the end, it's like everyone's dead and now credits. Sit on that for a month, everyone. I mean, we know they're going to fix it all, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be interested to see how much this, in a world where Infinity War hadn't happened, how much this would hit.
Probably more, I guess.
Or if it had have happened before. Yeah.
It's impossible not to kind of think about it. I mean, they do heaps of these events in the comics, obviously, but still like kind of hard not to be like, Endgame. Yeah. I don't know. We're here now, everyone.
Yep. So, now that we're here, do you have any questions or things you don't understand that you want answers
for? No, the thing I was most confused about was just the Nash thing. That was confusing. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I legit think that was... Oh, and Oliver's daughter. I was like, she seems a bit old.
Yeah, they're from. She's from the future.
From the future, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of pieced that together with the age difference, but yeah, that's fine. I'm like, last time I was watching this show, he had a baby. Not a baby. He had like a several-year-old.
He had a son.
William or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing. That was.
He's been part of the season too.
Yeah, okay. And then I...
Because, at the start of last season, they set up the future storyline. It's a flashback, so they had flash forwards.
Mm. Gotta change it up.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So that's kind of everything about this season. We also had some cool cameos. They showed again Burt Ward from Earth 66 reprising his role as Robin for like a second.
Yeah, it was great though. He turned around, he's like, holy boat, whatever he says, but it was just, you know, the very Robin thing of holy bees, man.
They had Alexander Knox from the Batman 89 movie. They showed Hank Hall and Robin from the Titans TV series briefly.
Did they?
That got wiped out. Yes.
Miss that.
They also had the Ray from the Crisis on Earth X crossover. A character was introduced in that briefly. He showed up. They also had Ashley Scott from the Birds of Prey series. Yeah.
Which I highly doubt many people know exists, because it was only on for like one season. It was like 10 episodes or something. So I tracked down a DVD years ago.
And then the other thing is they introduced Wentworth Miller, who played Captain Cold. He's the voice of the ship.
Yeah, which is great. But star of this crossover so far to me is Fireman. Or whatever.
Heatwave.
Yeah, thank you. Him coming in and the whole idea of an alternative, because of course the show's always kind of played with being like they're like best friends, you know, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. They're, you know, like they're BFFs. And then there's like they go to an alternate universe or whatever, and he owns the ship, and of course he's put his voice in as the ship. I thought that was quite funny, quite good. I guess tie in, tease it a bit more. I guess. I thought that was funny. And he's writing erotica fiction, and he was the only one who could hold Lois's baby. That was good too.
the erotic fiction thing is a storyline in Legends.
Oh, very good.
He is a very successful, in their timeline,
book, it said. In a different timeline.
In that timeline.
Oh, okay, different
in that Earth.
Okay.
Yeah. In our one, he's a very successful, under a pen name. Yeah, so. But yes, that's been Crisis Parts 1, 2, and 3. Again, another month we'll have to wait till we get Part 4. How are they going to fix the end of the matter universe as we know it? I don't know. I can't remember how they did it in the books.
I don't think this is very similar from what I recall.
There's bits and pieces that are kind of similar. Obviously, Harbinger, Monitor, the Pariah, those things, but...
That's the same as most of these events.
Flash disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you read Infinity War, and it's nothing like the movie version either, so.
Yeah. But yes. Was there anything in this that made you go, maybe I need to... Maybe I should find more time in my schedule?
I wish I... If I was... I only watch one, it would be Arrow, because that was the one I always enjoyed the most. So, and with it ending, it's tempting to catch up, but it just ain't going to happen. Like...
It's just
not going to happen. Like, realistically, it won't happen. But that is the one show where it's like, I think just because I know there's a finish line, and because I was six seasons in or whatever, so I was like, so it's not like a huge task, and I was enjoying seeing the Arrow team members. They're the ones I have the most attachment to, because it's the show I watch the most, I guess, out of all of these ones.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't know if this is a hot take or not. I honestly don't miss watching Flash that much, because I felt like it was getting stale when I stopped watching it. Whereas I kind of stopped watching Arrow because of time, and then Flash just fell off, and I didn't really miss it that much because I was just like, it was the same shit. Yeah. So now that you're like, oh, every season they just keep bringing back different version of Harrison Wells, I'm like, don't really miss watching that, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, there's my hot take for you.
I mean, this kind of made me want to go possibly like catch up on Supergirl. And like Batwoman's only like 6-7 episodes missing, so that wouldn't be too hard to catch up on.
I like Supergirl for the season and a half or whatever I watched. Nearly two seasons, I think.
Yeah.
So it's more chill and low budget than the other two, is the only thing I'd say. Like, it definitely, I don't know if it's changed now, but it always was like, you've got the lowest end of the budget spectrum here, because that show had the worst CGI effects out of any of them. It was kind of good.
You saw the dragon at the start of the episode. It didn't look great.
It didn't, no.
But yes, that was Crisis on Infinite Earths. Let us know what you thought. Tweet us on Twitter at ExplosionPod for the Explosion Network. Or you can tweet Dylan at Viva La Dill. You can tweet at me at Ashley Hobley, ASHLEYHOBLEY. You can go to explosionnetwork.com to see every episode of What Do You Want to Watch. And until next time, keep watching stuff, I guess.